Tamar is described as a luster blend. It's made of a blend of Wensleydale, Teeswater, Cotswold, and Black Leicester long wool. And these long, lustrous fibres are blended with 38% Cornish mule lamb's wool, which is a crossbreed of Welsh and Blueface Leicester. The whole silky, woolly symphony, as I like to refer to it, makes a very lovely yarn indeed. It's distinctive, shiny, silky, but it's woolly and drapey too. And I'm quite confident in telling you that it's a yarn quite unlike any other I've seen. And I kind of thought that as soon as I opened the postal bag from Blacker and it came out and I just looked at it and I thought, this looks incredible. And even before feeling it, I could safely say it was going to be a special yarn. And special for a number of reasons. Number one, those long wool breeds that I mentioned all have vulnerable or at-risk status by the Rare Breed Survival Trust. And you know, I'm always enabling you to seek out breed yarn from that, you know, list and do your bit to maintain and raise awareness of those rare breeds. And the fact that the four long wool breeds are all on that list is really important, I think, in terms of supporting our rare breeds. Another reason why I think this is a special yarn is because Blacker have really considered how to get the best of these breeds in terms of making a knitting yarn that we all crave. The work that's gone into blending those long wools, which, you know, in a worsted spun yarn like this is, it can be a lean yarn, it can lack the yield that we like in a knitting yarn. But by adding that soft, woolly mule into the mix, this really adds, you know, that yieldy, squishy wooliness that we all love, but it doesn't detract from the silky lustrousness of the long wools either. I was keen to get knitting with it, and I cast on a swatch right away, and I cast on in the undyed double knit. There are two undyed shades. One is slightly darker. This one is the Gwindra, which is the slightly lighter of the greys. Hand squish grab of the ball. There's a nice little yield. The wool is really drenched with that luster, which looks like from the shade card that the luster is not lost in any of the dyed shades. When I rub the skein against my inner forearm, which as I have mentioned before, that's always a really good place to get an indication of next to skin softness or if you are sensitive to the prickle test. And rubbing it on my inner arm, there is a creamy, slight rusticness, I would say. It's not prickly at all. It's very soft, but I can feel the long, soft fibres of the long wool against my skin. And it's a really lovely handle, really lovely. When you look at the strand of wool, then you can see those lovely, soft, fine fibres along the ply. And when I run my finger and thumb along the length of the yarn, which is, I think, a better indication of how the working yarn feels in your hands, I can feel a butteriness that I'm doing it right now in front of the microphone, although you can probably get none of that. And there's a real strength too. I can feel those strong, silky fibres. And when I try and break the yarn, oh, it's really strong. Can you hear that? There's a good, really good strength to this yarn. Strong and silky. And when I was knitting with it, oh my goodness, I loved the feeling of the working yarn in my hands. It was felt like I was knitting really fast with it as well. I don't think I was knitting any faster than what I normally knit, but this yarn just flowed through the fingers really nicely. Again, it's worsted spun, so it's again strength, kit and caboodle of that spin, and it's going to be hard wearing, I reckon. As much as it's strong, it knits into a really sort of drapey, refined fabric. I cast on a swatch and I made a vivid square from the Tin Can Knits vivid blanket and pattern that has you start knitting in the middle and you knit a sort of flower design which features lace, and then you knit a garter edging, and oh my god, the pop of definition is just so satisfying. It's a really, really beautiful structured, defined stitch. You know, it's going to be a really lovely yarn for anything that you want to knit with structure and texture. But I also love how the lace looks in it as well. I mean, the yarn, the fabric has got a very, very light, soft halo that does not detract in the slightest from the stitch definition or the definition of the lace. And quite often you find yarns that have a halo can detract from that quite a lot. It can sort of fuzzy that out a little bit, but this definitely doesn't. I blocked it. The resulting fabric is really quite drapey and luxurious. Blacker, just keep on impressing me. I mean, making yarns which really speak of the beads that we have here in the UK and how they can be blended into superior knitting yarns, like this, they just keep getting better at that. And, you know, you're not going to find this blend anywhere else. No one else is creating a really special yarn like this. And Tamar is not only superior hand knitting yarn in terms of that, but it's a yarn which, you know, supports our rare and vulnerable and at-risk sheep breeds. And that's really important too.